But all these sights and sounds of the week that is here in, I'll say San Francisco, but it also could be San Jose. It could be Redwood City. It could be Santa Clara. Who knows? Let's call it the Bay Area. And the Bay Area is where we both found ourselves last night, because last night was the annual media party at the Super Bowl, which you've been to way more of these than I have. This is the fifth Super Bowl trip that I've been on. I've been to Atlanta, Miami, Las Vegas, New Orleans, and now San Francisco.
That's a pretty good list.
Not bad.
Yeah.
And so my ability to compare media party would be different than yours, of course. And I kind of feel like, I thought last year's was pretty solid. Really enjoyed that New Orleans kind of brought out a bunch of different, man, they must have had 50 different local eateries serving little samples of their food.
And they had a ton of music.
Yes.
Ton of different rooms with
right.
different music.
All live, local stuff.
They showcased everything, right? They had a huge band
yes.
that was outside.
That was really
that
cool.
Through. Yeah, no, it was... And again, those media parties are just showcasing the city. And
yes.
you know what we have as far as food and entertainment and all that. And there are a few that stick out to me. I thought the one when we went to Houston, the second time we went to Houston, because my very first Super Bowl, I wasn't even at the ticket. I drove down middle of the week when I was working at the Bone.
Oh, okay.
And roomed with George before I really even knew him.
That's awesome.
And had a, you know, went in, and I missed that media party, of course, because I went on a Wednesday. But they had different musical acts from local there, and I found one that I still follow today, and I thought, man, who are those guys? And you know, follow them and enjoy
yeah.
that. So that one sticks out to me. I thought the one in Vegas was really
I
good.
Thought Vegas was incredible.
Yeah,
that was a city going, hey, it's our first time, let's show you what Vegas is all about. Same thing, a bunch of different eateries.
Yeah.
Here's what we do. And they had it where here's today's Vegas, here's what Vegas was like in the 1920s and 30s, and here's what the future of Vegas is going to be
60s,
like on the third
yeah,
floor.
Yeah,
it was incredible.
It was great. It was a little cold and rainy outside where you had to go
yes.
get the food, but, man, I thought other than
yes.
that, man, it was spectacular.
The one in Miami I thought was kind of meh because that's where the cruise ships came in. It was just I remember that just
right.
being kind of whatever.
Right.
I thought Atlanta, the one I went to in Atlanta where they had taken over the World Aquarium, Wolfgang Puck was there, actually on site
yeah.
making food.
Yeah.
That was awesome. So I'm going to say that because that's mentally your expectation going to these things. Last night was total S. And I texted you that. I said, this is the S-iest media party ever. We were there. We walked in. And I think within 15 minutes, we're like, okay, we're leaving. As a matter of fact, I thought this was hilarious because June said at one point, he goes, man, from last night, opening night that we talked about, and tonight, it's like San Francisco wants to do whatever they can to never have a Super Bowl again.
Like, look, it's too much for us to even host this. Let's show you, like a kid, hey, go make up the bed, and you make it up so badly they
yes.
want to ask you to do it again. That's how this feels like that's what San Francisco's doing.
I was blown away. I think we were all blown away at how poor it was. It was shockingly bad. And so not just that. So it's at EA Sports, like Electronic Arts World Headquarters. I would thought, man, this could be really badass. We walk in, there were two big rooms, and that was it, for thousands of people in the media. One room, we found out later that the building they put us in was their campus's food hall, where their employees go to get food, and then they had converted the gym that they have there with basketball courts and everything into the other room. So those are the spaces. So we walk in, and you go, and they had... It wasn't even local eateries. It was just whatever EA Sports serves their employees, little samples of that for food. They had, I will say, on a positive, they had a locally brewed craft beer from a brewery called Bear Republic, which is up in like the Sonoma wine country area. And so they had that. That was basically all that there was. There was five racing simulators that you could play. Then you could walk into the other room. You could watch FIFA. You could hold a helmet and get in a line, and they would scan you and show you what you would look like if you were creating yourself on Madden. And then there were three TVs, big-ass screen TVs set up to play Madden with two controllers each. So six people could play Madden.
Out of the thousands of media members that are there?
Out of the thousand-something whatever media members
right.
that were there, 11 people could be playing a game. And that was it. Otherwise, you stood around. They had a DJ. That was it. No other music. Most of the people, like, it got to a point it was so crowded in the one room, I wouldn't go in there. And I was like, I'm just going to wait for you guys outside. Like this is
it kind of feel like opening night? You know, because sometimes I'll get a little anxious.
Oh, my God.
The crowd is like, kind of bunched together in opening night.
And it was so packed in those two rooms. Like, and we were there maybe 45 minutes. Maybe. And all of us, it's not just me saying this. Killer thought the same thing. Junes and George, Kat, Davey, it was all of us. And all, like, we sat there and go, you guys ready? Like, yeah, we got to get out of here. Like, this is horrible.
So how long did it take for you guys to drive out there?
An hour. It took us an hour, and we stayed maybe 45 minutes.
Wow.
And left. And I just couldn't believe it. No local food. No local music. It's
did they have the square pizza like a school cafeteria lunchroom?
Actually, yes, and it was good. The food was good.
Okay.
The food they had was good. They had flatbreads. They had a whole bar of candy. They had a whole bar of desserts.
And that's not even right up your alley.
No. They had these little mini cheeseburgers that weren't any good. They had this weird grilled cheese that was sitting on a tomato soup bowl. And then they had some fish tacos and some weird pasta, and that was it.
Yeah, that's not showcasing the city when it comes to cuisine, especially around here where everyone raves about all the restaurants.
I was stunned. And I will say that, I don't know if you've ever seen Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. But when Indiana Jones goes to try the Holy Grail, and the one knight sips it and just melts away, and the knight looks at him and goes, he chose poorly. That was me. However, it sounds like you chose wisely.
Yeah, it was. So you had the Musers, Davey, Killer, and Kat.
Yes.
It was me, Bob, Corby, and the Sweet Spot, Mino and Sean. And we chose basketball because Bob, of course, is Mr. Sports, and he's going to always find a sporting event in a different city. And I told you this a couple days ago, or maybe even yesterday. I love going to the new arenas and checking it off my list. I always keep a list to see how many I can attend, and I definitely wanted to get to Chase Center off of it. And it's a pretty cool building when you're walking in, but there was no Steph and no Joel Embiid. So at first I thought, man, I don't know, maybe I'll go to the media party. I'm like, you know what? Let's scratch this off of the list. And last night at the Chase Center was Black History Night at the game last night. So you walk in, they gave everyone a Black Warriors hat, and you turn the lid on the opposite side of the lid. It's red, black, and green. It's, you know, kind of a little mix for a Black History hat. Okay. So they had a dance group before the game out there dancing. And before they did the national anthem, they did Lift Every Voice and Sing, which is the Black national anthem. So you have a stadium arena full of people who probably know zero about that. So in our section, we all stood up for Lift Every Voice and Sing. And I was singing pretty loudly, and every time I sung a line, I was like, come on, everybody, join in. Lift every voice. And no one around was singing because they didn't know the words.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome. And then they had another group do the national anthem. And you know how you can bet on the over and under about how long the national anthem is going to be at the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
If you would have given that the over under, that was the fastest rendition of the national anthem I've ever heard.
Really?
Man, they got after, oh, say, can you see my daughter? They got into it, got it over with, and got it done. And they play a ton of really good music. I don't know if it was because it was Black History Night. I think they probably do this on a normal basis because pretty much all NBA basketball games have music going throughout play
it's
or whatever.
Constant.
But man, they were jamming that night, last night. At the game, what did they do at halftime? They had a tribute to music throughout the decades. So they started like
that's
in the
cool.
70s with the Temptations.
Really?
And they had everyone.
Okay.
They had this group of, man, it looked like from 8 years old up to 70 years old in a group of about 25 people out
really?
There dancing to every single song that they played throughout the decades.
That's really cool. But
yeah, it was really cool. So it was a really good experience, man. Their game presentation is really fun. Again, sometimes you can get I think the Mavericks have the most sensory overload production in all of sports. I really, truly think that they have something going on at all times. And while you had some quiet times at the Golden State game, they were pumping out tons of just hip-hop hits and R&B hits throughout the game, which was really fun. And there was a group in front of us, dude. Again, Steph was out.
Yeah.
There was a group in front of us, and we had decent seats. We were like the 100 level. We were on the back row where you can see, and there was a group in front of us that had a sign that said, "We came all the way from the Philippines to see Steph Curry play."
Oh, no.
And they were hype at the very beginning, dude. They were into it.
One like they dude had was no idea. Up dancing. Oh, no.
You don't know. In the morning, when you buy your tickets, you come over, oh. You just want to see Steph. And, man, they were – this one dude, he would not sit down. He was dead. He was having the time of his life at the game. And then you announce these starting lineups, and he's not in there. And then they would hold up the sign a lot trying to get on the Jumbotron, but they came all the way from the Philippines.
To watch him on the bench.
Watch him in street clothes. Watch him sitting there and not playing. And you have the
– Jordan wouldn't have done that.
You have the Draymond Green, Moses Moody, Gary Payton, the second show going on at Golden State.
Man.
It's a fantastic building. It's a great building, dude.
Isn't it? So it's down by the baseball stadium kind of, right? Because it used to be in Oakland.
Right.
And now the new one is over.
Man, I didn't, you know what? No? I didn't even pay attention if the baseball stadium was near because traffic was so bad. It took us 25 minutes to get a mile and a half.
Yes, that's
because funny. It was so bad. And yeah. Even the Uber guy apologized. Like, man, I'm so sorry. I was like,
what can he do?
What can you do?
Right.
Because he was driving his butt off trying to get around there and trying to get us as close to the arena as he possibly could.
Man.
But it was maddening.
Did you guys stay the whole time?
We left after the third quarter.
Okay.
Because we wanted to go get something to eat. And there was a place that Damaris highly recommended that was right by the arena. But we looked, and it said it closed at 10, and it was like 8:45. And it's like, you know what, let's just watch three quarters, go over there, get something to eat. And by the time we sat down at the restaurant, there were like 7 minutes left in the fourth, so we watched the entire game from a restaurant right next door to the arena. But, man, that with not having Steph, not having Joel Embiid for Philadelphia, that was a they still love their Warriors basketball around there, and they are going to come out there and support because that place was crowded.
Yeah.
Even for a game. Oh, you know what? They were showing different people that were in the crowd, and they showed a fellow named John Wooten, who played in the NFL in the 60s. And, man, I want to say he played with the Cleveland Browns. And he maybe won a championship. I think he did. Yeah, he played for the Cleveland Browns. He played for the Washington, then Redskins. And he was in the 1959 NFL draft. Well, he's a good friend of my parents, like really good friends. So when they showed him on the Jumbotron, I was like, I think that's my parents, like really good friend. And so
that's
I text
wild.
My mom. I didn't want to call my mom because it was like 7:30 here, 9:30. I didn't know if they were asleep or not. So I texted her to see if she was up. And she said, yeah, he told us he was coming to the Super Bowl. I was like, well, he's here at the game. So they showed him, and he's a really nice guy. He was at my parents' 50th wedding anniversary party that we threw for them. They've been knowing him for a long time, and to see him out there was pretty cool. So they're honoring, and I don't know if they're doing it for the entire month. I don't know if this was just the specific game that they're going to celebrate Black History Month. But at one time during the break, they had this frame on the Jumbotron that had Black History Month, and so they had a little frame, and they were showing people in the frame like you could take a picture of it.
Yeah,
and they did not show one black person in the Black History Month. I was saying that the producers were probably in the back like, okay, we got to find someone,
right?
Like camera three, try to find somebody.
Yeah, and then it's probably not the Philippines people. No,
no,
we don't need Steph to see that.
Like, my gosh, come on now, put somebody in the frame. It was really funny. And they had one dude that was in a head to toe Golden State three-piece suit. He looked like Corby, but it was
an
older white man. So when they had some music going, and he stood up and he was dancing, and everybody was going crazy. Yeah. And I was like, man, what if he's not really dancing? What if something's wrong and he's trying to signal, but nobody's paying attention because everybody's so hyped that he's on the Jumbotron? Like, go help. He's like, help, help. He's trying to signal for help.
Spazzing out.
But everyone's just like, oh, yeah, get it. So it was a fun time out there, man. I'm glad we did. I was able to scratch that off of the list as far as places I visited. And we had a good time just sitting around chatting, talking about basketball. And it made me feel a whole lot better when you texted me saying, we're out. We're done. This is crazy. This is dumb. Because I was feeling a little bad. You know, Kat was trying to shame me to the media party all day yesterday. I haven't hung out with you, man. Come on to the media party. Who cares about basketball?
It was horrible.
So I'm glad we made the right choice.
It was horrible. Like, if that's one of those things that if you ever talked about the media party, somebody's like, what's it like? And you took them to this one? They'd be like, I don't get it.
Yeah, why do you even care about going out to that mess?
This is really kind of lame. Yeah, you're correct, it was.